This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lin. The Olympic fanfare and theme song has been played umpteen times during the Summer Games, especially during those televised sports updates. This version of the song was composed by the great John Williams, who loves writing music for the trumpet. And this trumpet flourish seems really complicated, doesn't it? I had to ask the Philadelphia Orchestra's principal trumpet player, David Bilger, about it. He has worked under Maestro Williams and performed the song live at least 10 times in his career. He says the song is quite a workout.
It's really physical. One of the joys of John Williams' music is that he finds a way to find this emotional connection, whether it's a moment in E.T. of what's going to happen next, you know, where you hear the shimmering strings, or whether it's the big heroic moment. And obviously, this Olympic theme, especially the trumpet flourish, is all about the heroism. It's a physical pursuit, the Olympics, and in a way, what he wrote for us is very physical as well.
The song is played powerfully, yet it's performed with the utmost control.
And the thing is, it starts right away, right? So you don't get to warm up into it. It's like ready, set, go. It's sort of like the 100 meters, you know, it's, where it's like, okay, you want to get out of the blocks right away. Well, it's the same thing we need to do. And it's all this energy and brilliance, and you want to try to capture that feeling from the first notes.
Are you ever afraid you're going to miss a note? It's fast, right?
I was watching gymnastics at the Olympics, and it's a little like maybe with women on the balance beam. If you think about falling, you're in a bad place. So we don't think so much about whether we're going to miss. It's more about envisioning what you want it to sound like.
David, are you prepared to play a little bit for us?
Sure.
Can we get to hear some of the flourish of this theme?
Sure.
And maybe as you do a little bit, you could break it down for us?
Okay. I'll do the start of it.
Okay.
Okay, so when I'm starting that, I'm just thinking about rhythm first. So I'm getting this pulse going. That's where it all comes from. It's all about time. Now, there's no drum set in this. There's no rhythm section like if it were a rock band, but so you have to feel it inside. And then I'm going to take a breath on the last beat before, so I'm ready to just shoot the air straight through the horn and then let it go. One, two, three. And that's how I'm getting that start. And you hear that it's got that brilliance to it.
Oh, that is wonderful.
The next big challenge is going up to the high note. And so, you know, that's the big moment of that first phrase. And that's usually where they end on the on the TV broadcasts before the beautiful melody that comes in the strings and French horns coming next.
Oh.
And that's just a matter of just like, you know, ready, set, go up to the high note. It's letting the air rip through the horn.
You nailed the landing. It was really great.
Well, thank you. No step back for me.
Oh. What makes for an amazing orchestral trumpet part for the ages?
Impact. Emotionalism. And that can be, you know, heroic, like we're talking about with this John Williams score. But it could also be something that moves somebody to tears. It's the emotional impact of the music. And that's why it's incumbent upon us as performers to trust the technique and try to say the most that we can musically. It's a language, and we want to reach people. I think those best trumpet parts all have that in common, is that they make us feel something.
Well, this has been really special and wonderful. A lot of insight into playing the song and just, you know, using the trumpet in general. I really appreciate that.
Oh, sure. It's my pleasure.